Interview with the Statue of Liberty.
Firstly, may I say you are as elegant as ever?
Oh, you flatter me, you naughty man. Seriously? Don't you think the copper of my skin these days is too green? Originally, of course, I was the most beautiful bronze color. Then, after a few years of oxidation, I turned red. So sexy. But since about 1920, I've been like this. Green. It is such a difficult color.
Do you ever miss France, your birthplace?
Of course. France is in my blood. Well, I don't have blood, but it is in my girders. Do you know they were built by Gustave Eiffel himself? Although it was the sculptor Frédéric Bartholdi's idea that France present me as a gift to America, such a typically Gallic gesture of grandeur. Do you know that my shoes are a size 879?
That reminds me. Why is there a chain on your ankle?
Please, a broken chain. This is very important. Originally, you see, I was supposed to symbolize the end of slavery. The broken chain was to be between my hands. But this was too controversial because there was no true equality or justice for blacks after slavery. So, I symbolize the general concept of American liberty and have a subtle ankle chain. Less is more.
Wow, that's quite shocking.
Please, don't talk to me about shocks. I get hit by lightning 600 times a year, you know, so I'm un peu sensible. But since you mention it, what is also shocking is that the inventor, Thomas Edison, wanted to put a giant phonograph inside me so that I could speak. Can you imagine? I bet I wouldn't even have had a French accent.